Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
What thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches where in Asia. And then again, they list these churches. It's interesting that the Lord's voice repeats the I am Alpha and Omega of verse number 8. Look back in verse number 8, where he says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Jesus also says in verse number 11, after repeating that, he says, I'm the first and the last. It is the same claim that Jehovah God himself made three times in the book of Isaiah. In other words, Jesus is saying, I am. And you know, that's the name for God. I remember when Moses there at the burning bush, and that voice came out of the burning bush, and Moses, take your shoes off of your own holy ground. Out here in the desert, you know. And the voice started speaking to him, I want you to go get my people home. And Moses said, well, who should I say sent me? Well, sent me to go take my people home, take your people home. He said, you tell them that I am sent you. It's God's name. Okay, with that in mind, and Jesus said, I am. And with that in mind, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse number 4, we read these words. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first and the last, I am he. Now, this is God speaking. The Father, I am he. Chapter 44, Isaiah, verse number 6, we read these words. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel. This is Jehovah God speaking, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and the last, and besides me there is no other. And then in Isaiah 48, verse number 12, we read these words. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called, I am he. I am the first, and also I am the last. Jesus uses those same words that was in Isaiah, speaking to Jehovah God. He uses those words in verse number 8, and then again in verse number 11, when he says, I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last, I am. Don't allow a Jehovah's Witness or anyone else tell you that Jesus is not God. We looked at this months ago. The Bible is so clear upon this, you know. The disciples declared Jesus to be God. The apostles did. Remember when Jesus again appeared to the disciples that Sunday evening? Remember that in the upper room, and Thomas was not there. Remember that? Remember that? That, by the way, we still have services on Sunday evening. Amen, preacher. This is a sideline, you know. Anyway, and Thomas was not in church on Sunday evening. Okay, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he'd been crucified. And he went, but Jesus appeared to them, and the apostles tell Thomas, who missed that great event because he wasn't in church like he was supposed to be, like John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. Anyway, there's so much neat things you can say with this thing. Thomas, you should have been with us last night. We saw Jesus. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Until I can touch the scars in his hand and in his side, till I see him, I'm not going to believe. Well, next Sunday, guess who shows up? Jesus shows up. He says, Thomas, it's me. Touch me. It's really me. And here's what Thomas said. My Lord and my God. Thomas, I'm just in the illustration, the apostles called Jesus God. There's other places, but time won't allow. The angels called Jesus God. In Isaiah 9, thou shalt call his name Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So Jesus is God, very God in the flesh. And Jesus declared himself to be God in the gospel. So many times we looked at this, but to me, the most defining one is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 1, where God the Father declares Jesus, his Son, when he says, oh my God, oh God, thou art throne of forever. God calls Jesus God. Are y'all following this? This is yes, this is no. Okay. If the apostle says he's God, if the angels say he's God, if Jesus says he's God, The Bible declares him to be God. God the Father declares Jesus to be God. Who are we? Who are you? Who am I to say that Jesus is not God, very God? And then notice, again, he said this. I find this very, 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 very interesting. Write in a book. Write in a book. John is commanded to write what he sees 11 more times in the book of Revelation. In other words, a total of 12 times. As you read through the book of Revelation, God is telling him to write. Now, you would think one time would be enough. Maybe twice. But 12 times. Why does God have to keep reminding him, John, you write. You write. John, write. I really believe because when he was caught up and he saw these things, he started taking it all in. And he probably got beside himself. And he just forgot to write. Are you following? He's just seeing all these things in the tribulation, all these things taking place. And God has to remind John, now you write. 12 times he says, you write. And the most interesting one to me, turn me to Revelation chapter number 21. This is the last time John, I believe if I'm right, is being told to write. 12 times he said, write, write, write. Well, in Revelation 21, I think you'll see the reason God has to remind him to write. Because he was caught up in all that he was seeing, and he forgot to write. So God, I think, just reminded him to write. Look in verse number 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. No wonder John was taken in. Not only was he taken up and saw these things, he was taking it all in. He saw the tribulation period. He saw the earth being burned up, and then he saw a new heaven and a new earth. And I could just imagine, are you following? Preacher, you're crazy. Well, that's all right. And then look at verse number 2. And I, John, saw the holy city. I underlined in my Bible those two words, I, John. Because he's looking and he's, I, John, I saw these things. I'm not overemphasizing. That's exactly what, I, John, I was a witness to these things. That new heaven and the new earth. I, John, saw it. And the new holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Before going any farther, you know, John's mind went farther than anybody's mind in the history of mankind. His mind went into the eternity past, farther than anybody. God, when we said in John chapter 1, verse number 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. When was the beginning? It wasn't heaven and earth. It was when there was no beginning. Are you following? Eternity past. God took John eternity past. Time out of mind. And then God took John eternity future. Time out of mind. Eternity. And he saw these things. Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Look at verse number 3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold. And remember, this voice is still talking out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, is coming from heaven, this new Jerusalem. And he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. You ought to shout about verse number 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Amen and amen. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he said, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Then look at this. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. John's getting all this down. He's looking, he's taking it all in. And then that voice from heaven said, John, write, put it down. John was just taking it in, and God had just a friendly nudge, if you will. John, right, preacher, you're crazy. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a good thought. Write what thou seest in the book. And then I want you to do something else. Send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. And again, I mentioned last week, these are seven local churches in that area.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at WestwoodMBC to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.